This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. With a mix of humor and sorrow, a new novel by Jill McCorkle explores the moment of death. McCorkle is in Atlanta this week, just one of the upcoming Metro literary events previewed now by the AJC Decatur Book Festival's Darren Wong. Good afternoon.
Great to see you again, John. Jill McCorkle's just a fantastic writer. She's had this long tradition of really wonderful Southern novels. This book, Life After Life, it's set in a retirement community. It follows a kind of a cast of characters. At the center, there's Sadie. She was a third grade teacher. She taught basically every child in town at one point or another. And Stanley, who's was the town lawyer, the big-time lawyer, very powerful, and now he's feigning dementia simply so he doesn't have to move into his son's house. You know, there's also CJ, who's a tattooed, pierced punk that runs the beauty shop, so she brings a little bit of a...
color.
Yes.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. As Jill McCorkle always does, she assembles this fantastic cast of characters and sets them off. And so it's a beautiful setup, and it does kind of focus, you know, on that time, at end-of-life stuff. So Jill McCorkle, again, she's going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, one of my colleagues here at WABE is an habitual doodler. Is it possible that this next visiting author's new book is the perfect gift idea for my not-to-be-named coworker?
I would say that this next book is a perfect gift idea for just about anybody. The book is R2-D2's Guide to Folding and Doodling by Tom Engelberger. Engelberger, he's just a fantastic paper artist, I guess is what you would call him. He's probably best known for his book, The Strange Case of Origami Yoda. And he's kind of made this career out of bringing origami and paper folding to...
And Star Wars
together. Yeah, and Star Wars.
In case our listener wasn't paying close attention a moment ago, the name of this book is R2-D2s, in case you didn't get the pun.
But Engelberger does these magnificent folding creations out of origami, which is, of course, the Japanese art of paper folding. So this book, you know, it's really about kind of exploring that fun side of just a simple piece of paper and doing magnificent creations with it, but it's some technique, it's some fun, it's some kind of permission to do whatever the heck you want with a piece of paper and get a little wild with it.
And I take it that Engelberger decorates his work, given the doodling part of the title?
Like I said, it's permission to just get a little wacky.
I like that.
Yeah. So I would say stop over at Little Shop of Stories Wednesday at 7 o'clock and pick up Tom Engelberger's R2-D2's Guide to Folding and Doodling for your friend here on staff. And I believe he or she will be very happy to have it.
30 years ago, Darren, the name David Stockman was one that we would have heard quite regularly on the evening or even morning news.
The Main Street wisdom, I believe, is wrong. It's delusional. It's dreaming.
From what I understand, he's still advising Americans on all things monetary today.
Well, he's certainly trying to bring a fresh set of eyes to the issues of the American economy that we're facing right now. His new book is called The Great Deformation, and he's going to be at the Carter Library also on Wednesday night. The subtitle of the book is The Corruption of Capitalism in America, and it really takes a look at how both liberals and neoconservatives have kind of negatively impacted the economy and blames what he calls crony capitalism. So Stockman is not taking either side in this argument, but is in fact looking to do a kind of a third-way analysis of the challenges in the American economy. So David Stockman will be at the Jimmy Carter Library Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, thank you so much for the preview of literary events, and we look forward to your being back with us next Monday.
Looking forward to it, John.
For more information about anything Darren and I have talked about over the past few minutes, we're at wabe.org/citycafe.